Good morning. It is Sunday, and it's the 10th of March, and we've got another winner last night, and we're going to give you another hockey play today. Not because this is a hockey podcast. We do have good luck with it, but there's really nothing ideal timing-wise or otherwise to give you in the NBA or college basketball. There are quite a few plays, I will tell you, on the court in both pro and junior circuits. And that's available at our score projections page at patreon.com. Now, that being said, let's get to this game and then move on and call it a day for this podcast. So it's going to be a quick one. But we're going with two teams that are superior to their opponent and where the opponent has thrown in the towel and traded off pieces. So Calgary and Anaheim have traded off good players, especially Anaheim. But Calgary has given up defense as well. So, and then you've got teams. The teams we're talking about are Islanders and Carolina, the New York Islanders and the Carolina Hurricanes, that are superior to start with and that have added pieces or at least are gelling at the right time, coaching changes, etc. Carolina certainly added pieces and the Islanders are certainly gelling. So they're big favorites, but justifiably so. So we're going to pair those two up, and you're going to get plus money on that bet for a full unit. Now, additionally, and this will be a live edition because the game will have started already by the time you hear this, you could add Edmonton for the exact same reasons, a superior team. They have lost two in a row, and they're on the road, but it's at Pittsburgh, a team that's basically, they've already checked out. These guys are getting whooped. Edmonton is one of the teams that's whooped them lately, but everyone is. They're just not good right now. They know they're done. They've given up. It's over for them. So Edmonton live. Now, of course, if by the time you hear this, they're up 3-0 or 2-0 or 1-0, then maybe, well, I mean, you could add it. Sure, if they're up 2-0, you're not going to get much more money out of it, but the chances of them winning, which are already good, they're already good to start with, okay? So adding them up, just to, for example, up 2-0, you're just going to get yourself a little more money. Okay, so in theory, in practice, here's your bet. It's the New York Islanders money line, and it's the Carolina Hurricanes money line, and it's the Edmonton Oilers money line, whatever that price may be by the time you get this podcast, unless, of course, it's the other way around and Pittsburgh's up 2-0 or something, then, yeah. Take it. Well, you could, at that point, you could take Edmonton plus 2.5 on an alternate line. So it's a three-leg parlay, all right? And you're getting plus money no matter how you do it because Carolina and the Islanders alone are plus money. Anything you add with Edmonton is just going to make it that much bigger. There you have it. You might be able to get this as high as plus 250, but in any event, good luck.